Blog Talk Radio.
We got London on the track.
Whoa.
On the track.
Yeah, man, TIP and this motherfucker with me, nigga. To the mess with it. Rex.
I count 6 shots.
Bustin' out the bando, a nigga jury real metal like a candle. Bleak. I went from rad to riches to a feature with tips. I went from smart car to a bitch with some smart lips. And that if and then make my hip limp. I'm going fishing with these little bitty strip dips. And my bankroll kinda big dip. Woo. She gon' bring it on a big ship. Quite trail, no quick trip. I got dubs in the alley, no tip. Yeah. Woo. And she ain't wanna have a good day. What? Smoke way more weed than the guy in LA. I want them birds the next May.
Damn.
Never let them fly away.
What?
I heard, this is what my niggas say.
If it ain't about the money, yeah.
Don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money,
ain't no use to you ringing my line. Stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money,
nah, I can't even hear what you say. I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money,
bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it.
I pack an 11, I pack an 11.
I boom.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are just
seven.
I'm sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend. Fans out the grocery store, they stuff with
lettuce.
She try make the answers, I tell on these bitches. Hey, when it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches.
What you think we in the neighborhood about? Standing at the corner store with a pocket full of dough. I'd be damned if a nigga wipe a hood, ho. Learned that from UGK, back a pocket full of stone. Put your money down like a book of hard folk. Playing with it, I'ma send it through your car, though. My wife flood the shit sick, got Bravo. I'm doing it for black and yellow, free hard, oh. The head honcho, nigga, no tonto, nigga. I'm quick to put some bricks in a Bronco, nigga. Nigga talk shit while I don't respond at all, nigga. No murder, no dough, no combo, nigga. Don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money,
ain't no use to you ringing my line. Stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money,
nah, I can't even hear what you say. I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money,
bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it. Turn it.
I pack an 11, I pack an 11.
I boom.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are just set.
Show up, what the fuck, what they got?
I'm sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend. Fans out the grocery store, they stuff with
lettuce.
She try make the answers, I tell on these bitches. Hey, when it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches. Hey,
what you think we in the neighborhood about? Standing in the trash like good blow. Made baby, you slain that crack. Ride so car while he bang that act. If he ever took a law, better bring that back. Catch him with your bitch, he gon' blow your brain by that. Hey, know you better be on your bad behavior when addressing me. Because by gun, we don't let him be. Nigga, disrespect me, I'ma catch a felony. For real, if you listen, I can get you paid. But not interested in the shit you say. If it ain't about the money, nigga, don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money,
ain't no use to you ringing my line. Stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money,
nah, I can't even hear what you say. I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money,
bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it. Turn it.
I pack an 11, I pack an 11.
I boom. Turn.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are just set.
Show up. What the fuck, what they got?
I'm sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend.
A nigga, boom.
Fans out the grocery store, they stuff with
lettuce.
She try make the answers, I tell on these bitches. Hey, when it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches.
I, what you think we in the neighborhood about? Standing at the corner store with a pocket full of dough. I'd be damned if a nigga wipe a hood, ho. Learned that from UGK, back a pocket full of stone, nigga.
Yo, this is the Unsigned Hype Radio. What's going on out there, people? Where is my man West Coast on the line?
Yeah. What's going on, Kenji? Yo, you got your boy West Coast coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah,
it is another episode.
From Vegas.
Yeah, you already know. You know, we got ATL in the house. You know what I'm saying?
ATL, Stinger Boy.
You know what I'm saying? Stinger Boy Music Group is definitely in the building, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're doing another Saturday, episode 3.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Me and my man Kenji, we're doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with you, Kenji?
What's going on, West Coast? How you been this week, this Labor Day weekend? You know, it's the end, it's supposed to be the end of the summer. We're ready to go into this cold weather. We going to another year, you know what I'm saying? You know, people graduating, going to, you know, making sure you, you know, use their head for their hat, right? Going to get this education,
right,
man. You know, they're going to,
that's,
you know,
true.
These freshmen coming in and everybody coming to their own. I'm just so excited for the, you know, new generation and what they're doing.
Yeah.
I was in high school and college and that, man. I just, you know, education changes the situation. So anybody out there, you know, if you got your scholarships, you got your stuff together, man, you're going to further yourself, man. Big up to you for that, doing that too, man, because that's a big thing. Education changed the situation.
Oh, it definitely does. It definitely does, man. Big shout out to everybody that's getting ready to go back to school. Big shout out to all the kids that's in school. I know you parents is happy because you got their little asses out of the house and shit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't running around the house
they
no
happy?
More.
Oh,
or nothing like that.
You
oh, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? You know they happy to get their little asses back in school and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? This stuff. You got people waking their kids up 2 hours early just so they don't miss school and everything. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, you get your,
you know,
your next
shout out
there.
Man, you know what I'm saying? So exactly, get on out the shower and everything. They ain't even fixing them breakfast no more. You know what I'm saying? They're just pushing them out the door. So big shout out to everybody that's getting their kids back to school. And like you said, you know, education, it changes things. You know
it
what I'm saying? This
situation.
Is why, you know, it changes the situation. This is why they're listening to the most informative internet radio show. You know what I'm saying? On the planet, you know what I'm saying? On the internet, Unsigned Hype Radio, you know what I'm saying? And you brought up a good point, you know what I mean, about using their brains and things like that, you know what I'm saying? And getting their mind right and stuff like that, because that's what we're going to talk about today, about getting your mind right, you know what I'm saying? We have three brand new artists.
Yeah, one of my grandma's favorite things that she always said was, use your head for more than a hat rack. And,
right.
and it really didn't hit me until I turned 21. Like, lose your head more than the hammer, to having that hat set up there. You use what's between your ear.
Right, exactly.
Please use what's between your ear.
Right. And this is what we're trying to get for all you artists that's out there listening right now. This is what we're trying to get you guys to understand. Is please use your head for more than just a hat rack. You know, don't go for the okey-doke or this, that, and the other when it comes down to being in this industry, because you want to be in this industry so bad and so tough that you will definitely about do anything to be in this industry that you'll sell out your own people and sell out your own family to try and be in this industry, and it's not worth it. So use your head for more than just a hat rack, you know what I'm saying? And today we got three, today we got three new artists that we are interviewing today. We got my man Willie Christian.
Wonderful.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
My man 5-1. You know what I'm saying? Willie Christian out of Diego.
5-1.
You know what I'm saying? And then we got my man T Rebel. He's out of Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna be putting in some hollering at us today. And then of course we got my man King Cheetah. You know what I'm saying? It's out of
King
Oakland,
Cheetah.
California. Who's out? Oakland, California, but he's out there in out there in Seattle right now. He's doing some things, man.
Okay,
out there in Seattle, man. He just bought a house for him and his dad, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So
okay, that's
he's, you know, doing some things and taking care of his dad right now, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean? But, you know, so we got an action-packed show ready for everybody today, you know what I'm saying? This is Unsigned Hype, you know what I'm saying? We covering both coasts. We on the East Coast and the West Coast. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
all at the same damn time. You know what I'm saying? And just to fill you in on today's topic, Kenji, you know, we've been talking about last week. We talked about the 46 different ways of licensing your music. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now that was last week. You know what I'm saying? We made
that
the post.
Last week.
We hope everybody. You know, copied the post, copied it and pasted it, went and seen, you know, how to get your licensing started, your mechanical licensing, your royalties, and so forth and so on. Well, now, this week, what we're covering is 10 rules that you must know about selling your music online. Okay?
Oh, not 10. Is it 10? I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 10 of them.
Yeah, it's 10 of them. It's 10 of them. It's the,
well,
these
you
are
done,
the,
you done
these
some
are
research
the
over there. That means you done done some
yeah,
research.
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. You,
you done
know,
some
you know
research,
what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know,
right.
I had to crack open a couple
well,
of books
like,
and everything.
I feel like
we're
going to be enlightened tonight. Let's be enlightened.
Oh, of course. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So what we're going to do, man, is we're going to take a we're going to find out just who's on the line and this and the other. We're going to see who we got calling in.
I see there are three people waiting anxiously to get and chime in on this.
Three people waiting anxiously? Okay, then.
They're waiting anxiously. I got a nine-minute hold on a 510 number like, that whoever that person is, we know you waiting anxiously, and we calling you out.
Okay.
510.
Well,
that's all I want to say. 510.
Okay, 510. Let's go to that. I tell you what, let's go to
you
that call
go to
right now.
Then.
Yeah, let's go to
okay,
him now.
Okay,
let
me chime me in. The 510. Let's go, Shana. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Unsigned Hype Radio. My name is Kenji. We're on the West Coast. State your name.
What's up with it?
What's going on?
What's up with it?
What's going on, man? Hey, what's up, big West Coast, man? This is Jeter, bro. What's good?
Yeah, I kind of figured that when I heard the voice and everything. This is my man, King Jeter. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
And I told you this out there in Seattle doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? And I've been all
Seattle,
about the hypey movement.
What's up, Seattle? Stand up, son.
Man, it's nothing, man. I appreciate what you guys are doing, man. Have a voice for people that's trying to get their music out and everything, man. And especially teaching everybody, you know, ways of selling their music online and ways of getting their stuff out there, man. I appreciate you guys doing that for people that don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
hey,
right,
man.
We got to, man. We're all still learning. So listen, King Jeter, man. Tell everybody who you be, where you at, what you about, and what you do.
Man, I'm King Jeter, man. You know they call me DBF, Dope Boy Fresh. I'm from Oakland, California, Brookfield, California. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I've been rapping for a minute, man. You know, been in doing this since sixth grade. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
You know, I'm from the town. You know where
right.
the hyphy movement started. You know, a lot
right.
of these slang words done started. A lot of swag
right.
done started. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And,
okay.
You know, I'm trying to keep it going, keep it pushing.
Yeah. Now, that's something I've been wanting to ask you and everything since I've been knowing you've been doing, you know, the shows with the Federation and stuff like that there and everything.
Yeah.
How is it to see things that you guys have created, say like the slang and the talk and the lingo and this and the other, and see other people try and portray it and try and pop their collar to this and this, that, and the other. Does that get you upset sometimes? Because I know I get upset when I see misrepresentation of Detroit.
Yeah. When people misrepresent it, then of course you're going to get, you know, a little upset about it. But, a lot of pioneers from the Bay that started it, Federation, you know what I'm saying, E-40. Shout
mm-hmm.
out to Federation, too, man. Shout out to my boy Goldie Gold and
right.
my Underground Monster Squad, you know what I'm saying? But, a lot of people done started, and then you got a lot of people running off with it. And that kind of gets, you know, irritating right there, you know what I'm
uh-huh.
saying, when we done started something and then somebody from somewhere else just run with it like they done started it. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
Yeah, man. And not pay homage to who really put it up there first. You know what I mean? And that's
okay.
all it's about, man. You can thing as long as you pay homage for it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because
right.
we black folks, we start swag. You feel me? We started it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So for us to continue it, you know what I'm saying, it's going to have to go through our culture. And there's nothing wrong
yeah.
to continue the slang words and the swag just as long as you pay homage to where it came from. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's all.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. I know y'all be sick with it, especially when you be out here with the Federation and everything like that. They gets it in. You
yeah,
definitely have to get them to come out there to the ATL, Kenji, because they definitely
yeah, we
put
definitely
got to
get
bro.
You out here in the A, Shana. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, we be wiggling. We wiggled through Vegas. We wiggled through Vegas so much, man. We had the whole spot jumping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And now it's time to, you know, get it again because now, you know, the way music is right now, it's starting to go downhill. So we need a, you know, some more lyrical lyricists out there that's going to really spit
right.
some real stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely agree with you there.
And some stuff that people can dance to, some stuff that people can understand, because a lot of these rappers right now are just mumbling. You know what I'm saying?
They get a tight beat
and a catchy hook, and the rest of the 16 bars is all mumble. You know what I'm saying? So what's catching everybody is the tight beat and the catchy hook. But you ain't even listen to what the dude's talking about because you can't even understand the dude. We need to go back to that, man. We need to go back to the lyrics, you know what I'm saying, being on tight, with the beat being on tight, and the hook being on tight. It's just instead of just the hook and the beat and then some dude mumbling over it. You know what I mean? We need to get back to some real music, man, because we're going downhill right now, man. The best lyricists right now, you know what I'm saying, is the white boys coming up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got your Eminems, you got your Yellow Wolves, you got your, you know what I'm saying, that's coming out lyrical. And then on our side, it's a bunch of gibberish. And we got to start, you know, bringing that real, you know, hip-hop back.
Well, I mean, but I tell you this, we got J. Cole and Kendrick, you know what I'm saying, holding down.
We got J. Cole and Kendrick, but we had more than that years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all up in age, so we know. I come from a Sprite commercial era. So I know from Cuss Groove to Breaking Two, Electric Boogaloo, all that.
Break it, exactly. Yeah. And you know, and the way it's headed to right now is just like, you know what I'm saying? We need to bring it back to that, bro, to where, you know, we can hear good music again. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely agree with you.
The way things are going right now, man, I still listen to Pac. I was just listening to the Jay-Z Blueprint 2 album just a few minutes ago. We were listening to Nas. I was listening to E-40. I was listening to Mac Maul, Mac Dre. You know what I'm saying? Back to the old music, because this new stuff got people messed up.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I can't even bump nothing new right now. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, listen, man, tell us about this single. Tell us about this single, man, that we about to get into.
Oh, the single's hot, man. It's called Get Money. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I've been raised up on in the town is getting money, man. I've been getting it since I was a young man. You know, since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Now I'm a older man, and I'm still getting it, so. You know, the song is called Get Money. The beat is slapping. You know, it's a Bay Area track. It's a Bay Area feel. You know what I'm saying? And it goes crazy.
Okay. All right. Hey, Kenji, you got that pulled up, man? You got us ready to go?
So West Coast, I know you said you ready to help me. What would that be under, sir?
Well, he's on the lineup. Look up under Rome Logan. He's in the lineup. It's King Cheetah.
King Cheetah.
K-I-N-G.
There we go. Y'all ready?
You got it?
Y'all ready?
Yeah, we ready, man. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get money, shout it.
9-800. Brookfield is this bitch, man. D-E, nigga. Monster. I'm in this bitch like a tampon, D-boy, dance on, count so much money then you can never plan on, yeah my jewels bliss, check the wrist, couple bands on, we don't fold money, we just wrap the rubber bands on, hustle on the block, E is where I stand on, 9-800 on my arm, I got it brand on, hoes fall for anything, ain't got no leg to stand on, ain't Nelly but it's hot in here, turn them fans on, stay fresh to death, I'm the West Coast Cameron, and your boy flow tight, man your boy so right, money making mention in my arms like a stroke. Like I'm Michael Jack, nigga, when I step the streets glow bright. I ball like eye sockets. Hella bands on me, nigga, and my pocket rocket. Being broke ain't in my plans. The way this desert clap, you think I was an Eagles fan.
Get money, flipping dough. Up in Sin City, so we tryna send a hoe. When I tell her where to go, though. Couple four bitches, so I had to cop the photo. And I show you how to get it. If you tryna ball, come and roll and bounce with me. And if you really bout your chicken, cause bitch, I'm tryna eat. All you gotta do is listen.
I'm getting paid like the president. And it's dark that I'm smoking, it was heaven sent. get money, get money, it was evident. Cause my dad was a baller in his element. Yeah, you know I had to show and prove. New cars every year, that's how that nigga move. 2 grams in the swishes with that nigga blue. Flip bricks, get rich with the whole crew. Black on black, Euro for the boys in blue. Stash box full of bricks and the revenue. Water whipping in the kitchen, mama never knew. 45 on my waist for that jealous dude. If you flipping bricks, be careful who you sell it to. I'm brand new, fresh out the box. D. Miller Reeboks with the magic socks. Leather band on the Breitling bezel filled with rocks.
Get money, flipping dough. Up in Sin City, so we tryna send a hoe. Now I tell her where to go to. Up with four bitches, so I had to cop the photo. And now I show you how to get it. 50 tryna ball, come and roll and bounce with me. And if you really bout your chicken, cause bitch, I'm tryna eat, all you gotta do is listen.
Audemars, my right wrist. My necklace like glitter when the light hits. Candy tank 28s, that's the right shit. Spend 25, get 48, that's the right flip. My closet cost the price of a white brick. And my swag cost attention like some nice tits. I might get it, she tied it in the vice grip. But if not, I'm turned off like a light switch. My life rich, new eras and some nice kicks. My white bitch, red eye, flying night tricks. The paper boy, yeah, I'm getting paper now. These niggas hate me, cause I'm on my paper route. And I'm doing things you only dream about. So if you ain't talking money, nigga, why you speaking loud? Me and my niggas, we be down for it. Stainless steel rolling with the crown on it.
Get money, flipping dough. Up in Sin City, so we tryna send a hoe. Now I tell her where to go to. Up with four bitches, so I had to cop the photo. And now I show you how to get it. 50 tryna ball, come and roll and bounce with me. And if you really bout your chicken, cause bitch, I'm tryna eat, all you gotta do is listen.
Yo, King Jeter, we getting money, Charlie.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We got to get this money, man. That's the only way they're going to listen to us. That's the only way they're going to respect us, man. You know what I'm saying?
That was King Jeter, y'all, on Unsigned Hot Radio. We doing it one more time again for King Jeter to get money. Hope you like what you
did. Yeah, man.
King Jeter, tell the people out there in the land where they can find you, where they can listen to your music, where they can download it, where they can find out what's going on with you, man. Give them all your ID. Give them all your information.
For sure, man. You can find me at King Jeter, 9800, at gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? You go there, you can grab all the music you want. You know what I'm saying? I got that actual track on there, and I got some more tracks on there. You can find me at King Jeter, 9800. You know what I'm saying? For everything, for my IG, for my Facebook, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Dope Boy Fresh. That's what it is.
That's what it is. So
that's what it is.
Brother West Coast, you got any more good questions for King Jeter over here tonight? Oh, did we lose West Coast over there?
I don't know if we lost it or not.
Yeah, I think we kind of lost the West Coast. I guess we'll get you back here in a minute. But I tell you what, King Jeter, we appreciate you coming on the show and giving your insight. Definitely follow King Jeter, everything that he tells you to follow him at. We definitely want to get in here. So we're going to get into another song right now. We're going to go to some Black Child, you know, send a legacy. Mr. King Jeter, anything else you want to say to the people out there in the radio land?
Man, just support. That's all we need, man. You know what I'm saying? Support your people. Support the whole foundation of hip-hop, man, you know, and I want to appreciate you guys too, man, for, you know, giving us a voice, giving us a chance to get our music out there, and you know what I'm saying, and supporting, you know, artists like myself, man. I really appreciate that, brother, most definitely.
No problem, man. Again, we got King Jeter on the line. We appreciate you being on Unsigned Hype Radio. We're going to get into a little music right now. We're going to be back with you. Matter of fact, we're going to go into some Trap Queen by Fetty Wap. Y'all out there, Unsigned Hype Radio Land. Appreciate y'all listening.
Yada,
King Jeter, keep it moving, starter. Yes, sir.
For sure, man. Get money.
For me, boy. Yeah. 1738. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Since your pretty ass, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill. Got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip, and now she remixing for low. She my trap queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just had it go, talking about some Lambos. I fit the 60 grand.
That was a nice addition. I appreciate that. I really enjoyed, you know, saying King Gita, you know what I'm saying? We really enjoyed you. We really enjoyed the interview. If, again, follow King Gita. All you got to do is Google that name. It'll bring up all the sites and all the things. It really was good. I really appreciate that, man. Good looking out, you know, West Coast.
Right.
We like great quality music. He was definitely someone I suggest to follow. If you got any listeners that did that book, or you're, you know, talent buyers, you definitely want to, you know, put him, you know, along in your rotation.
Exactly. Now listen, man. Now I know we was talking about today. We was going over the 10 rules that you must know about posting and selling your music online. We did. Now, why are we getting those rules and everything? And we're talking about, we're getting ready to the my man 5-1. He's another artist out of the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? He's 8831. the last 4 digits in his number. Him up and getting them all ready to go and everything like that. Rule number one is 10 golden rules on selling your music online, okay? The rule number one is it's not always true what you hear. All right, I'm going to say that again. Rule number one, it's not always true what you hear. Now, when I say that, that means people like Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, Kanye West, you know what I'm saying, are not just super fucking rich and super fucking famous just from social media and they went out one day and got a bunch of motherfuckers following them and all of that stuff and they, you know, webcast and PR and all of that. Trust me, there was a record label behind them and some money was definitely involved, okay? So if a lot of you artists figure that you can do this without having money involved, you're going to have to pay some money somehow to get somewhere to be somebody.
Right.
Sometime
right.
At some point in time, you're going to, we all need help, a team to be successful.
Right.
I don't know how many times
right.
we've heard that, okay? All
yeah,
right,
yeah,
rule number two. Rule number two.
Number two.
Fans, rule number two, fans will hear you, fans will first hear you, like you, then buy you. Okay? Let me say that again.
That's a deep rule, though.
They will first hear you. They want to hear your music. Once they hear your music,
right.
then they start liking your music. Once they start liking, buy your music. Work. You
right,
can't go,
right.
but they're going to buy me first and then hear me, and then they're going to like my music. Don't nobody these days buy stuff sight unseen unless you're just a gullible motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that. If that's the case, I got some magic things for you that I want to sell and shit like that. You know what I mean? Now,
right.
rule number three.
Go ahead, Wes. Number three.
Opinion leaders are the people you need. Means the importance of radio, press, your media, you know what I'm saying? Making sure that you're, you know, dealing with social media, making sure that you're getting out there and making yourself impressionable, making sure that you're getting out there and promoting yourself. You can't promote yourself unless you invest in yourself. If you don't invest in yourself, how do you expect somebody else to even want to hear your music if you're not even willing to make an investment? You know what I'm saying? So that was just the three
right.
top rules, you know, to get things started, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. I don't know if Kenji got anything to add on with that as far as what Singapore
well, I
mean, Music
I got
Group does.
I see that we have a little call online, and they've been on here for a little minute, so I want to give them their
right.
opportunity. They called them from the 702. We have the 702-619.
Well, hold on before you go to that call. We got my man Willie Christian that we've been just been waiting at 883-8831, last 4 digits in the number.
8831?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to chime him in right now with the 850 right now. Here he is.
Okay. Yo, what's going on?
Not much, man. Sitting here checking out this Narcos 2, man. I had to take a minute and check in with y'all, man. What's going on? How y'all doing?
How
we
you
good.
Doing
We
tonight,
doing
sir?
Good.
That's what's up. I'm good, man.
We good. In case y'all don't know, this is my man 5-1 from Diego area, man. Tell him who you are and who you be, man. What you about?
5-1. Right now I'm in San Diego, California, originally from Pensacola, Florida. You know what I'm saying? One of the few lyricists out the state of Florida still holding it down, you know what I'm saying? So, just out here on the West Coast doing my thing right now. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, that's what's up, man. Now, that's what's up. Now, are you currently in the studio working on something right now?
I actually got a little setup right next to my bed, so I can just wake up and get the music, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you getting it in as we speak sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Like, I just wake
okay.
up. You know, my thing is, I got to make progress every single day. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
That's just my
now,
focus.
Now, expound on that, because a lot of artists don't understand what it means to make progress every day, to accomplish something during the course of your day that pertains to what you're doing towards your career.
Exactly. Here's how I see it. You got to, if you want something, you got to make progress. A step, at least one step towards it. As far as with this music, it could be something small as working on rhyme schemes or writing a 16, you know what I'm saying? trying to find new production, you know what I'm saying? Like just anything, just to make go towards your goal of actually being one of the top artists in the game. You know what I'm saying? It don't happen overnight. So,
right.
If you're just sitting around just watching people, then you already you losing, because everybody else is always somebody more hungrier, you know what I'm saying, willing to do more than you, willing to take more time throughout their day to get to where they need to be while you're just sitting around chilling, you know what I'm saying? So every day I just try to do something, either a verse, either buying beats, whatever, just trying to expand myself and get myself more known. It's always a bigger goal, you know what I'm saying, bigger dreams and all that, you know what I'm saying, bigger bag, all that.
Right. Well, how do you feel that that the direction that the game is going in these days, the last couple of years?
Last couple of years, everybody's starting to sound alike.
Okay.
Everybody's starting to sound alike, and a lot of artists need to be paying the Migos some of their money, like for real. Everybody copying their cadence.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, you know, trying to copy each other's sound because it's the end thing right now. Ain't no more like originality. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody's sounding the same. And then if you say that, then you're a hater.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Right. That's true.
Now you're right.
That's
you are definitely right about that. So what puts you out there and makes you different from everybody else out there? What is it that you're trying to tell the people? You know, let them know that who you are, what you stand for.
With me, I'm one of the few artists that's not afraid to put a lot of truth and substance in their music. You know what I'm saying? It's a time and a place for everything, but everybody chasing what everybody else is doing. You see what I'm saying? Okay, it's cool to talk about dope this now. It's cool to talk about sipping lean now. It's cool to talk about this and that. But tell the world what's really going down. We supposed to be the CNN for the hood, or we supposed to be telling life through our eyes to have the people, you know, get a different perspective on life. Let's do that. Let's not just focus on one aspect or one slice of the pie. Let's continue to show the whole thing. That's where hip-hop was started on, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Well, 5-1, tell us about this single. I know Kendrick, you're probably going through there finding, looking for it now. You know what I'm saying? Another unsigned hype artist, 5-1. Tell us about the single, bro.
The single, Out the Mud. Shout out to the boy, Evil G. He out of Pensacola, Florida, too. He in Atlanta right now doing his thing. He getting with everybody right now. But yeah, man, it's a single off my next project. You know, I still ain't set a date on it yet. I'm still, you know, in the process of making sure everything is together, making sure I got enough money to make more of a push than I did on my last one. But yeah, it's just showing my hunger and, you know, telling people, like, you know, the type of mindset you got to have, you know what I'm saying? You really got to get everything out the mud. You can't accept it. You got to have the mindset where you can't accept handouts because it ain't worth that much when somebody just give it to you. You got to get out there and get it. And that's why a lot of artists that are on top right now, a lot of indie artists on top right now, they've been working at it for years. And now, you know, now they start to see the, you know, the fruits of their labor.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's up. Yo, Kendrick, you got that pulled up? You ready to go?
Yeah, I got that definitely pulled up. Unsigned High Radio, 100%. 5-1, Out of the Mud. Let's go.
Evil G. Hey, turn it up a little bit, J. Hey, it's time for me to open the playbook.
I done got it out the mud. That this shit that made me. See, I know these niggas watching, any niggas hate me.
Second overhaul, watching Ben do them somersaults. That's no Olympics. Feel my presence cause it's gifted. She done told me to stop flexing, no lifting. Said work is just work. And for niggas without a vision. And that humble shit is cool, but not respected in this business. And I
feel it. Cause these niggas keep thinking I'm too quiet, but like Frank White, I just watch shit. No snitching here, but I change up like a nigga that gave me a stock tip. So miss me with that nonsense and Trent like with all that tough talk. Cause I call bluffs and I flip punk like poker chips on that asphalt. Nah, see all them ace of spade dreams, you gotta grind for them. And all them boppers on my line, I ain't got time for them. You bring me home, bet I got a box of pine for them. Telling nine it ain't no dimes for them. I get it out the mud.
I just got it out the mud, that this shit that made me. See, I know these niggas watching, and these niggas hate me. All I try to do is flip the four into a baby. All I wanna do is flip the four to feed my baby.
Those I beef with wanna cash out without trying to put their cash in. Talk about how they real as fuck, stay halfway in they back bend. Just to pimp to your glass night, playing the role of them back men. Hate all in that background, one shoulder glance and they backspin. So quick to dance like Sandman, talk tough like Cash Clay. Pull up on them, they toss raid and fade away like MJ. No drop step, no pump fake, no footwork for that baseline. Thriller fake, stay out the paint or get tapped on like Greg Hines. High, you can't cheat the grind. And once his stomach starts to growl, you can't defeat the line. With knowledge comes understanding, gotta feed the mind. Blow a bubble in your hustle, now just feed it time. It's guaranteed that me and mine gon' grind, get it. Divide the pie, split it, steady making something out of nothing. That's defined physics. I'm spitting game, but these niggas think it's hieroglyphics. Better get your ass in the kitchen, get the whipping.
I done got it out the mud, that this shit that made me. See, I know these niggas watching, and these niggas hate me. All I try to do is flip the four into a baby. All I wanna do is flip the four to feed my baby.
Yeah.
Yo, Joe.
Yo. Yo, man, that was the shit right there, man. I'm telling you.
Out the mud.
I mean, what else can you say? You know what I'm saying? What else can you say, man? I've always been a fan of 5-1 ever since the first day I met him when I came out there and I was dealing with Vic.
Okay.
And Washita, you know what I'm saying? We were doing the barbecue thing, and he come rolling through, and you know, and then he come rolling through in like this Lincoln or something like that, and he sounded like Slim Thug back in the day when Slim Thug first dropped that first CD, and I could have swore it was him, and I was like, man, you sound just like Slim Thug, not Young Thug, Slim Thug, you know what I'm saying? The one out of Texas and everything like that. I want to make sure that everybody understand what who the hell I'm talking about. And he gave me a CD. I put his CD on I put some of his songs on my Unsigned Hype mixtape, and this, that, and the other, man. It started circulating. Everybody was saying the same thing, man. That motherfucker sounds just like Slim Thug, man. You know what I'm saying? So, man, we really appreciate you coming in and blessing us, you know what I'm saying, with this music and everything like that, man. I mean, it is really an honor, you know what I'm saying? The one thing I want to ask you is that I know you do a lot of mentoring and doing a lot of things in the community. Can explain to the artist that's listening now how important it is to get out there and be a part of your community, the place that you're trying to sell these CDs and trying to make a difference.
It's very important. Like a lot of artists only claim the hood for credibility. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm not even from here, and I'm out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm out there trying to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? Meeting the people. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they see me and they see the things I've accomplished and they see the, you know, we exchange information about things we've been through. That gives them a little bit of hope. You know what I'm saying? Gives them a little bit more motivation. Okay, he doing this, he doing that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to do what's known in my area to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to settle. It's always something bigger. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I get from it.
Okay. Now, if you had to give a speech and you had speak on the music industry, and it was an artist that was there that wanted to follow in your footsteps, what would you tell him?
What would I tell him? Just be you. Don't try to copy nobody else. Just be you. I want to know your story. I don't want to know everybody else's story recycled.
Okay. Now that was very profound what he just said. Did you hear that, Kenji?
I heard that.
That was very profound. Do you think there's a lot of artists living vicariously through other people's lives?
Yeah. It's like you can tell when it's authentic. You know what I'm saying? And you can tell when the story is copied or is fabricated. You know what I'm saying? Like you can tell how they spit, like with the feeling of the music. You can just tell. Like I can just listen to music and just, you know, that's the same thing everybody else saying. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
some of the
right.
artists I've met, I'm like, yo, you don't even live like this. You never live like this. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
you just sit back and you just chill. You let them do them, and I just keep doing me.
Right. Well, man, we appreciate you coming on the show. We appreciate you doing you and staying real to hip hop and everything like that, because we don't think that it's enough people staying real to hip hop. With now, the people think it's cool to get ghostwriters and things like that. People aren't being authentic with their craft anymore. It's kind of like, you know, you can rent this craft if you get the right elements in place. You could get somebody to do your writing for you. You find somebody that got a smacking track. You don't have to put a hook on your track. All you got to do is repeat the first verse over and over and over and over and over again until they get tired of listening to it, until they like it.
Yeah.
I've never seen society browbeat and subliminally beat people in the head with music with the same verse over and over, and they make you like it.
Yep.
They make you download the song. They make you get the ringtone and things like that. Are we in some way being brainwashed?
Yeah, but you got to be able to see through it. You got to be strong mentally to be like, okay, well, nah, I ain't really rocking with that. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's like, hip hop is dead. Yeah, because they keep telling you brainwashed into thinking it's dead. You got a mind for the good music out there, and once you find
right.
it, you're gonna be like, okay, cool.
Right. Well, Kenji, you know, we definitely got to make sure that we get him out there to ATL, man, and do some things in Singapore.
We definitely need to get you out here. We definitely got and 5-1. We definitely appreciate your music. Definitely, you know, let the folks know again where they can find you at, where they can listen to you, where they can download you at, anywhere. Let the people know.
All right, you can find me anywhere at Getem5, GETEM5, Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, AudioMac, or you can hit me up, 850-525-8831.
All right, well, again, we have 5-1 on Unsigned Hype Radio right now. We're about to get into some Stinkleboy musical. We got about to get into that pull-up with Rome Lug. We'll be back at you in the next 3 to 4 minutes. Again, Unsigned Hype Radio with myself, Kenji, and West Coast. 5-1,
yes,
we'll holler at you later, sir.
All right.
Girl, I'm on my way. Yeah, I know you wanna. Yeah, I know you wanna smoke and drink with me. You come my way. Every day is like Saturday. You can smoke and drink with me. Come and smoke with a n***a on the low. Find me at the crib on the road or in the yo. Hotline blinking cause they know I'm finna blow. Hear it in my voice. The chosen one, you ain't even got a choice. Come through, hit the blunt, boo. Bring some 1-2. We about to do some shit you might enjoy. Girl, I'm on my more. bottles, we got big. We celebrating life, can't stunt. I'm up next, girl. I'm up. At the crib, you know what it's gonna be. Netflix and chill, let's keep it real. Got drinks on ice, girl, twist up, get out, girl. You should get to know me, yeah. You should get to know me. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna come to the crib and get drunk with it. Get fucked up with it.
In Atlanta, she just love me in the family. Credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family, way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmet. Legacy, family, way and see, panda. Pockets full, Danny, selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out for granted. This nigga bullet your family, boogie killers on the stand. I got broads in Atlanta. Credit cards and the scammers, hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family, way see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana, honey killers on the hand. Legacy, family, way see, family. Packers full, Danny, selling ball, candy. Man had the macho like Randy, the chopper go out for Grammy. This nigga pull up your family, hope the killers understand me.
Hey!
Panda. I get broads in Atlanta, twisted up leaning shit, sip a Fanta. Credit cards in the scammer, wake up beside your shit, let it down. Over to Lady shit, they be at the rent, I know we clap shit. I be pulling up in the finest shit. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I tried this shit. Legacy, Fanta, why is he killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got signed a gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. From killers, I feel it, pull up in the finest. No niggas, they come and kill you on the comma. Rollie is dancing bigger than the pound, go out for Grammy, but pull of your finest, pull up, I'ma flip it. I got bitches pull up in the giddy. I got niggas that count for digits. Say you make you a lot of new money. No killers pull up in the inner, baby. CCDD pull up in the killer, baby. Cola Phillips pull up, gon' fill it, baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. Fuck, we gon' kill it, baby. Get it. I got broads, yeah, I get it. I got cards, yeah, I shit it. This how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I play the bombs when he spinning. The Bobby gon' spin it. Chapter Dawn doing business. In the break, fucking up shit. She doing the business. I begin to the chicken, count to the chicken. And all of my niggas are split. Panda. I got broads in Atlanta, switches on me in the family. Credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the bandit. Legacy, family, way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmet. Legacy, family, way and see, panties. Package full, Danny, selling ball, candy. Lean on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to the Grammy. This nigga full of your family. Hope you killers understand me. I got broads in Atlanta. Twisted or lean in the family. Credit cards and the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family. Why is he look like a panda? Growing up like a Montana. Honey killers on the handle. Legacy, family. Why is he panda? Package full, Danny, selling ball, candy. Lean on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to the Grammy. This nigga pull up your band. Hope the killers understand.
Yup. Is that all he said, man? See, this is what I'm talking about. Repetitive, you know, verses, man. All I know is he got credit cards in the scanners. You know what I'm saying and shit.
I thought he had Brown's in Atlanta. Well, he got that too with the credit cards and the scanners.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, designer, if you got somebody out there listening, please call into the show. We want to know what you're saying.
We
want to
know what the hell.
We on hindsight
want to
know. Exactly. West Coast, we're not going to stop until we find out what he is saying.
Until we find out what he's saying.
If anybody knows out there is listening to the sound of this voice, please call in and let us know what he is saying because we would like to know.
You know what I'm saying? Everything. You know what I mean?
That's a woo woo. That's a woo woo.
You know? You know what I mean? So inquiring minds want to know.
Woo-woo.
You know what I'm saying? And everything. But
yeah,
like we were saying, you know, today we were talking about, you know, the ten things that you need to know. That you must know in selling your music online. You know what I'm saying? So
yes,
we're gonna come with number four. Number four is customize your social media and websites. Okay. They say you need to make sure that you have a direct reflection of yourself on these websites.
Yes.
On all domains. Create your own image. Sell your story.
With that said, West Coast, we got to let the people know, if you don't know where to get your domains, you got GoDaddy, you got a lot of sites that you need a free website.
Right.
You go to
Yahoo,
Wix,
Google,
you go to WordPress.
Right.
You can go to Google Analytics and link up everything to get your stats and everything you do. Your social media game must be on point.
Right. And actually, Kenji, I don't see why with all of the technology that we have today that an artist's social game isn't on point. You know what I mean?
If you don't have that person on your team that can make that happen, because you need your social media game,
exactly.
You need your IG up to date, you need your Twitter, you need your Facebook, you need your Snapchat,
right.
You need all that working for you to where you can get sponsorship. Sponsors
exactly.
Get you that free money that you ain't never had. Yes, that free money.
Right.
Say it
right.
Again
you
with
spend
me,
somebody
y'all.
Else's money.
People in TV land, free money.
Right.
We
okay,
love
number
free
five.
Money. Yes,
number
we
five. We do. We love free money. Number five. All your music online. Okay, put everything online. Expand your catalog. You will make more money selling a large number in a niche product than you will selling a few hits. So, you know, I know it was a time when they used to say, "Oh, don't put all your music online because somebody gonna steal it." Well, if it's copyrighted
as long as it is copyrighted,
you know what I'm saying?
Library of Congress. Yes, Library of Congress.
Right.
Get it copywritten. Please do all that.
Get it copywritten and everything. Then can't nobody steal it. You know what I'm saying?
If you can't get Library of Congress, please just mail it to yourself. That is the poor man's copyright.
That's the poor man's copyright. Exactly. You know, mail it to yourself and don't open it.
Yes, don't open it.
You know what I'm saying? Don't open it. You know what I'm saying? That's the poor man's copyright. Okay, number six.
Poor man's copyright.
Number six. Okay. Latest web platforms, communities, and more. You know, forget being a destination, become an environment. Your website is not a brochure. It's a place where people gather and connect with you and each other. Make sure your fans
right.
can connect and interlink with you and your music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's exactly what Kenzie was just saying. Make sure you're on your Twitter, your Instagram, your Bogle, whatever the hell you're doing. All of that stuff that they're using, TuneCore, and all of that they're using for artists to get known and how their music being played so they can people can hear your music. Make sure that you connect with all of those entities and get your music loaded so you can start making
yeah.
money. This industry. It's a lot of people sitting
get
at home making
BDS
money.
BDS fans up, man.
Right. It's a lot of people making money. Oh, I like the way that sounds. It's a lot of people making money by sitting at home selling their music and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? If anybody else can do it, you can do it too. You know what I'm saying? And we got
right.
one more person on the line, Kenji. I know we got one more person on the line that we interviewing today from out of Las Vegas. My man by the
okay,
name of
Okay, I do
Rebel.
See that on here. So shall we bring that person in now?
Yeah, let's bring him in now. Let's bring my man T-Rebel in now. You know what I'm saying? Out of the LV.
T-Rebel from the 702. T-Rebel, are you there, sir?
Oh, yeah. What's up with you, West Coast? What's up with you, Kenji?
What's going on, man? What's going on with you? How you doing?
I mean, I'm doing great, man. Every day above ground, a good day, man.
Yeah. So, listen, man, we got you. We finally got you here on man, who you are.
I'm sorry, y'all, I was breaking up. What was that? Hello?
Who you are, what you about?
Okay, my bad. I couldn't hear y'all. Well, you know, I'm T-Rebel, just a regular-ass nigga, you know what I mean? I've been rapping for about 20 years. Ain't made it yet, but you know what I mean? I never gonna give up. Basically, my music is just about me. You know, I tell my life story, and, you know, a lot of people could relate to it. You know, I don't try to be talking about Beamers, Benz, and Bentleys, you know, when I'm catching the bus. So I just speak from the heart, and, you know, hope it touches somebody else's heart.
Okay, wonderful, man. Well, tell the people, where can they find you at? What is it that you've been doing out there? You've been touring? Are you on a tour right now? Where can the people see you visually and actually hear you and get your music on download or anything?
Yeah, they can catch me on Instagram, SoundCloud, Facebook. It's all under T-Rebel, T-R-E-B-L-E. My real name's Elbert, so people think I'm spelling T-Rebel wrong, but it's just my name backwards. So you spell Elbert backwards, you got T-Rebel. But right now I'm just working on a few projects. I got a mixtape coming out called Children of the Atom. That one's basically let people know who I am. Then after that, the album's going to drop. That's called a resistance theory, and pretty much that's just, you know, about basically what y'all been talking about with the way hip-hop's going. The resistance theory is just going to be one of those albums that bring back people back to real hip-hop to where it's supposed to be. You know what
right.
I mean?
Okay.
Well,
now, I know this
thing
you've been doing. Yeah, we definitely are and everything like that. You know, we definitely building, you know, we're joining these codes together, you know, with me and Kenji with what we're doing with Stinger Boy Music Group right now. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, what we're trying to find out is what's making you stand out with everybody that's out here in Las Vegas trying to come up and everything? Because, you know, out here, man, we kind of get the crab in the bucket syndrome sometime, and everybody want to pull each other back, and you know what I'm saying? And don't nobody want to support the artists. Everybody want to come, and once they do perform it, they want to leave. So then that means they're taking the crowd and all of that. How do you deal with that, and what do you think, what we need to do out here to unify a little bit more?
Well, I think the difference is between me and these other artists is that I do it purely for the love. You know what I mean? Like, money's not an issue. I've been broke my whole life. A lot of people, they don't want to share this because it's a challenge. Like, right now, I'm in a Flavor in Your Ear challenge, and a lot of the other artists won't share the other people's artists, but I shared every single one of them, you know, because it's all about the music.
Right.
Too many people
right.
worried about their popularity and who's this and who's that, but as long as you love the music, you going to grow because people going to see that love. You can't turn down love.
Exactly. Now, how do you feel about a lot of these challenges that they put on Facebook? Do you think that people aren't using it as a marketing tool, or do you think people just not really taking it seriously? Like, they probably don't even take their craft seriously.
You know, I think it's a bit of half and half. You know what I mean? I think there's some artists out there really putting their hearts in it, doing the most, and really putting out some good challenges. Then there's other people, you know, who are weekend rappers. You know, they rap sometimes, but and then they just put it out to be in the scene. But they're not real rappers, you know what I mean? I wake up every day, write a verse, go to work, come home, write a verse. So a lot of people just do it on their free time, but this is everything, everyday thing. So the rappers who is doing it, you know, they really putting their hearts into it. But some of these rappers, they're not really rappers.
Okay. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Definitely. We appreciate you bringing about that. Now, are we ready to get into his song that we're going to do tonight, or we got any more questions for him, West Coast?
I don't know. Tell us, kind of explain the single to us.
Okay, so the single's called Miss Bonita, and like I said, I just speak about life experiences. So this is pretty much just about, you know, we all know them women who use their body to get everything they want. They ain't got no education, and it's just pretty much letting them know, like, you know, you're selling your soul for material things.
Right. So basically, you didn't ran into some Miss Bonitas in your lifetime, huh?
Also, we all have some Miss Bonitas.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So Kenji, you got. Yo, Kenji.
I think we got some over. Do we have some on under the Hun sign?
I'm fine. Okay. And everything. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, Rebel, what you got any other shows coming up?
Well, I should be doing a Starving Artist down at the Waterhole next month. It's usually on a weekend. They ain't released the date yet. But other than that, right now I'm just working on a mixtape, working on an album, always open to collab. So any artist want to collab, I'll provide the studio time, free of charge, all that.
Okay. Well, man, you know we got Rome Logan coming in from out of town, from out of the ATL, man, coming in to shoot a video out here and everything, man. Maybe we had to hook you guys up and put them down in the studio to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm always down, man. I'm always down to work with whoever really body.
Yo, Kenji, man.
Hold on. I couldn't hear you. I had a fade out. Excuse me for the technical difficulties going on. Now, what is it that is that you said I need to have queued up for you, you know, Sam Brother West Coast?
It's called Miss Bonita.
Miss Bonita. Oh, I have it right here. Unsigned Hype, Miss Bonita. Right now, going down on Hindsight Radio. Here we go, Sean.
Fuck the way to this tip top. Now it's $80 on lip gloss. Now it's 80K on her wristwatch. Ain't that something? She used to be a little hoochie. Now she dating niggas in movies. Now she's too good to talk to me. Ain't that something? Shorty fell without F. Now it's double D's in her chest. Guess that's all you need for success. Fuck a mad player. She got a fat ass. If she passed in, she get fast cash. No student loan. Got the newest phone. Got a Louis bag. No backpack. Chemistry. I don't believe in love. Honestly, I think she need a hug. Maybe then she wanna drink a night and try to start a fight when she leave the club. Miss Bonita, Mrs. Palm Reader. I know you don't see no future in this either. Miss Bonita,
Miss Bonita, Miss Bonita. You say you don't care about them. With a slim waist, short hair with a cute face, big eyes with a fake smile. She don't never let bills pile. She don't give a fuck who you are. She only care about what you make. She live a fast life with no breaks. Her mama swear she got no taste. Yeah, I heard she fuck with actors. I heard she fuck with rappers. Got no interest in a job. She make her money on a mattress. Shorty's thoughts ain't got no substance. When she talk, she sound redundant. But we still keep her around, cause she got booty in abundance. Turns her lifestyle with lifestyles. Got
shame in her game. Heard she fucked some niggas, I know, but I won't say any names. Daddy said he paid for college, she said she got too much class. So instead she took his money and she bought a fatter ass. Mr. Nader,
Mr. Nader, Mr. Nader, you say you don't care about milk, care about your nader.
blame it on the loot. Got you feeling loose, loose, blame it on the drone. Got you feeling gone.
Yo. What's up? We on the Unsigned Hype Radio. West Coast, you on the radio? Well, like, we still ain't got West Coast in, but we still gonna have a good time. We on Unsigned Hype Radio. We in Columbus, Ohio, broadcasting from my cousin's house. We got a lot of things going on around us over here. Yes, we're on Unsigned Hype Radio. If we got any callers in here, you know what I'm saying, that want to call in, any artists that want to send their music, you can send it to at my Gmail account at Kenji McEwen. That's KenjiMcEwen.com at gmail.com. You can send your music, get your stuff heard. You can get your radio interviews in here. We do got West Coast out there in Las Vegas. Again, I want to give a shout out to Stinger Boy Music Group. We got, you know, a lot of things going on over here.
We definitely coming, but let me get back into a little music. Let me find out what's going on with my man West Coast, and I'll be right back with you. Let's go into some Chris Brown. Grass ain't greener. Let's go. Unsigned Hot Radio today. What's up, West Coast? What we doing, sir?
What's going on? Can you hear me loud and clear now?
I can hear you loud and clear, West Coast. We thought we lost you over there, but we still continue on. You know, we still got to make things happen over here on Unsigned Hot Radio.
Okay.
Unsigned
Hot
Radio.
Well, that's
what
it is.
You, you know, doing what you're doing.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Well, we're going to finish our top 10 list. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
because, like
I think,
I said,
I think we got like four more to go. I think we got four more to go.
Yeah. Yeah, we got four more to go and everything, you know, which number seven is Tell Your Story, all right? Now, you know, we went through, you know, the first one.
What story
was, you know,
telling? Now? What story are you telling?
Well, you're supposed to tell your story. You know, your website is not a promotional strategy. Learn how to tell your story. Learn how to tell your appropriate, and you know, learn how to tell your story in an appropriate fashion that can be web communicatable, you know, that can come across in web communication. You know what I'm saying? Thinking about how you can translate it for both media and mainstream PR outlets. You know what I'm saying? You
got
to start thinking on a bigger level.
Gotcha.
Right. You got to. We got to start thinking on a bigger level. You know what I'm saying? Not just thinking on a local level. We want to think on a global level. You know what I mean? And also, number eight, you got to cross-promote.
Number eight.
Number eight is cross-promote, all right? You know, your online stuff is not not a replacement of your offline stuff. Now, that's a big difference. Your online stuff is not a replacement as your offline stuff, nor does it exist independently. You know what I'm saying? Figure it out how to make the two genuinely intersect. That means how to make them coincide with each other, how one can enhance the other. Yeah. Exactly. Cross-promote. All right, number nine, it says have fewer clicks on your site. Okay, don't have a site that's constantly sending you somewhere to click this and everything like that. Kind of make it short and sweet where you can find the music, go click it, go download it. You know what I'm saying? Go add you to this group or anything like that. Make these sites more computer, more smart savvy. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a rocket science need to be looking at your site, okay? And number 10, all right? This is what we say at all times. Be professional at all times. Be professional at all times. You know what I'm saying? Even
never
when you don't feel like it.
Even sweat,
sweat. Exactly. Never let them see you sweat. You know what
don't
I'm saying?
Don't let them bees come off your little body over there, Sada.
Right. You know what I mean? So never let them see you sweat. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you to guide your career in the direction that it wants to go in. You know
definitely,
what I mean? We just bring it to you here, you know what I'm saying, and put it to you in layman's terms, you know what I'm saying, so you can understand it, you know, because a lot of these things have these big words and the wherefore art thou and all of this stuff. But sometimes you can't understand all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? So you need somebody that's going to be able to explain it to you, break it down for you, you know what I'm saying, a street version and everything like that, so it can simplify it. So you can go out there, and anybody can go out there and duplicate this formula and be successful themselves, you know what I'm saying? That's what Unsigned Hype Radio is all about, you know what I'm saying? And I know Kenji was telling me about some Finger Boy Records was getting ready to do out there in the ATL. I know you was telling me that you guys are opening up the your submission process for new talent.
We are opening a new submission for talent. If you are artists that are looking to get in the industry, you know that's being yourself. You know, saying please submit your music to KenjiMcEwen@gmail.com. We will listen to your stuff and see what it is and see if it's something that Stinger Bug Music. We would definitely want to be involved with, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, please submit your music now. And we will, you know, go through with a fine tooth. If you're a person that, you know, that's looking to collaborate, you know, if you're a good songwriter, if you're somebody that, you know, wants to get in, we definitely can be able to give you some insight on how to be that person.
Right. Tell them where they can find you at, Kenji.
Well, you can find me at Facebook.com at Kenji McEwen. You can find me, on my IG at Kenji McEwen. You can find me on Twitter at NamelessATL, Kenji McEwen. You can find me on SnigleBoyMusicGroup.com, the website, RomeLoganMusic.com. You can find me on all that right there. So if you want, again, that's SnigleBoyMusicGroup.com, and that's RomeLoganMusic.com.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. All right.
West Coast, let them know on the West Coast, if anybody on that West Coast is looking to do some things, let them know where they can find you. Because, like I say, West Coast is part of the Stinger Boy Music Group. You know, it's part of marketing and promotional team, you know, saying A&R team.
Exactly.
So definitely, West Coast, let them know where they can find you.
Well, they can find me at, of course, on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, Fatman313. You can, of course, find me on my Instagram, you know, Fatman Detroit's Finest. You know what I'm saying? And that's about it. That's where you can find me. You can find me on SoundCloud, on Reverb Nation. You know what I'm saying? Fatman 313, PHATMAN. That's PHATMAN, Fat City Entertainment and Mobley Management, Artists and Development. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, y'all. We've been want to give a big shout out to my man, T Rebel. You know what I'm saying? King
T-Rebel.
Cheetah and my man.
Five one, for calling in,
you know what I'm saying? They doing their damn thing, you know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? If anybody want to be considered on being on Unsigned Hype, the radio show, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure you hit us up on Facebook, either inbox my man Kenji McEwen or myself, Alain Mobley Jr. You know what I'm saying? Inbox us, and we the email, and you can send the music and everything like that.
I want to give a shout out in Columbus right now with my partner family. Like, they listen to me on the radio. I'm doing the radio right now. I want to give to mm-hmm. my cuz here. We sitting here, you know what I'm saying, putting herbals in the air.
That's what it is.
Al Green, greatest CD hit over here.
That's a good time, you know what I'm saying, fam.
You ain't since in Columbus, Ohio. All my people in Columbus, you know what I'm saying, Ohio mm-hmm. State, you know, we did our thing today also. I just want to give a big shout out to them. They listen to me right now as we on this radio doing our thing.
Well, we appreciate
you know
y'all.
My
we appreciate
and everybody.
Y'all.
Yes.
And everything. We appreciate y'all. I heard about the barbecue.
Yes, we had a barbecue, and we came home just in time, and we on this radio, you know, ended it up. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely want to fuck up some commas, you know what I'm saying? We know what we're going to do. We're going to get to this one song, West Coast, and then we're going to come back and give our last shout-outs. Like I said, this is episode 3 for us, and we definitely want to keep the momentum rolling. So we're going to fuck up some commas with Future Lil Wayne. We're going to come back and give our last shout-outs, and we out here.
All right, then.
Hold on.
Hip-hop TXL, the exclusive list.
Yeah. Shit you don't do.
Iceberg, what it do, fool?
DJ Ready,
fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. 100 styles to 100 styles. 100 styles on 100 styles. You 100 styles by 100 styles. $1 million is how money shout. Fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. 40 styles to 100 styles. 100 styles on 100 styles. 100 styles by 100 styles. $1 million of money shout.
Fuck up some commas, touch. Let's fuck up the future. My homie just robbed the Uber. I get a discount on cruises. Ain't no more cash money, just money. When a nigga pull up, if it's something, they don't call me Junior no more. They call me the number one son. Get no fuck shit. We don't get no fucks. Put on my tux, here comes the bride and her all white cups. Yeah, 100 million to a fucking billion. All these broke niggas unfamiliar. My bitch bad, I say Mama Mia. Pants sag like the younger Leah. Let's
fuck up some commas. Fuck up some commas, yeah. Fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas. Fuck up some commas, yeah. 100 styles to 100 styles. 100 styles on 100 styles. You 100 styles by 100 styles. $1 million is how money shout. Fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. 40 styles to 100 styles. 100 styles on 100 styles. You 100 styles by 100 styles. $1 million is how money shout. Fuck up the lumber. I'm hot like a sauna, yeah. The burner is on me. Can't play with that money, yeah. I'm fucking with shorty, I'm loving the way that she fucking me, yeah. Get no fucks, yeah, we don't get no fucks, yeah. Throw my cup, yeah, I just bought my plug, yeah. Full of the mud, yeah, nigga full of them drugs, yeah. Feeling real right, yeah, I'm on the same thing as Mike, yeah. Bottle of ice, yeah, I wanna beat that dough like Ike, yeah. Fuck up some commas, yeah. Fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. 100 styles to 100 styles. 100 styles on 100 styles. 100 styles by 100 styles. $1 million have money shout. Fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. 40 styles to 100 styles. 100 styles on 100 styles. 100 styles by 100 styles. $1 million have money shout.
Put you on the first 48 hours. Round 22 and sleep 2 hours. Put 24s on a new outlet. White on white light, baby powder. Bitch, I'm foot count. Might count it up and then recount it. Drop cubs like, don't you? Yeah. Bust down with these goonies, yeah. Get no fucks, yeah. We don't get no fucks, yeah. Gon' fill my cup, yeah. Bitch, gon' fill my cup, yeah. You heard that the songs, man. I'm cool with the convict. The cooler like A-Con.
Fuck all the bullshit. Got to see coming. The ball of sea coming, yeah. The ball of sea bumming.
Yeah. West Coast, what you doing out there, my brother?
Yeah, man, we out here, man. We out here doing the damn thing, man. Out here getting these commas out here on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying?
We like,
you know what I mean, man? We'd like to thank y'all for tuning in this week to episode 3.
Unsigned Hype Radio.
Unsigned Hype Radio.
Number 3 is only getting better.
Yeah, we're getting better and we're getting better, you know what I'm saying, and everything. We're getting people, a lot of people drawing to the radio station. Big shout out to Roxanne Shante. We got to call in after her. You know what I'm saying? Want to give her and her camp a shout out.
Roxanne,
you know what I'm saying? And everything.
The original Roxanne.
You know what I'm saying, man? We're trying to get her to come on the show. Kenji. Back in the day when she got her record deal, we definitely need that on the show.
Yeah, we definitely need
right,
that.
Right, right. You remember back in the day when she got her record deal? She had grandfathered in a clause that had Arista Records pay for her education all while she was on the record label.
She can bring some of that knowledge of how the music business works,
how she navigated and got
rebuttals for anybody that want to talk anything.
Right, exactly. So this is the thing. This is what we're trying to show our artists is how to utilize the game. Don't let the game utilize you. You utilize the game.
Don't let it
utilize,
there's so
much
you
that you can.
The game.
Right. There's so much that you can get out of this, so much more
right.
that you can do as far as getting
right.
a paycheck out of the entertainment industry. And we're going to be the ones that walk you through it step by step because, hey, we're learning this ourselves, and this is what we're doing. So each one teach one. We're just trying to turn everybody on to what we're doing. You know
hey,
what
man,
I'm saying?
You just
we
hit
can't...
the nail on the coffin, Doc. Each one teach one, Doc.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? We can't, you know, the good Lord don't give us this knowledge to hold to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that was listening, all the people out there in the Philippines, all the people out there in Detroit, all the Mobley family that's listening, you know what I'm saying? Columbus, Ohio, out there, ACL, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, we praying for
everybody,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? We want to give a big old shout out to West Coast, get the keeping up the West Coast, everything Highland. We want to give a shout out to Stinger Boy Music Group. We want to give a shout out to you, you know, Echo, you know, West Coast, A&R, you know, on that West Coast out there. Rome, if you're listening, Monica, Darren James, Stinger Boy Music Group. We in Columbus, Ohio. We having a good time with my family, and we about to pull up on you. You know,
we about to pull
again,
up on
Rome,
you,
Logan. We gonna end it like this. We gonna see y'all next week on the next episode. Please stay tuned. We will let you know who will be our guest host on next week's show. Again, we're great to pull up with Rome Logan. StingerBoyMusicGroup.com.
Damn it. All right. We out.
Can I pull up on you?
Pull up.
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 Girl, I'm on my way. Yeah, I know you want it. Yeah, I know you want to smoke and drink with me.
Can I pull up on you?
Like Saturday, you can smoke and drink with me.
Girl,
you should pull up. You should come and roll with a n on the low. You should come and smoke with a n on the low. Find me at the crib on the road or in the yo. Hotline blinking, cause they know I'm finna blow. Hear it in my voice. The chosen one, you ain't even got a choice. Come through, hit the blunt, boo. Bring some 1-2. We about to do some stuff you might enjoy. Girl, I'm on my way. Yeah, I know you wanna. Yeah, I know you wanna smoke and drink with me. Come my way. Every day is like Saturday. You can smoke and drink with me. Girl, you should pull up. The cranberry and the vodka hit the vape. You ain't got a lot, I know you wanna hang. Hit me anytime, girl, we do this every day. Just send me a text, send you the address. Put this in your GPS, yes. We got bottles, we celebrating life. Can't stun, I'm up next. Girl, I'm on my way.
guarantee you. You gon' wanna sex every night of the week. You got a pretty face and your body on fleek. If you pull up at the crib, you know what it's gon' be. Netflix and chill, let's keep it real. Got drinks on ice, girl, twist up, get out, girl. You should get to know me, yeah. You should get to know me. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna come to the crib and get drunk with him. Get fucked up with him.
I tell y'all about Canadian night for it. Then why do you just see somebody go to bed?